Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavner. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Narlsky. Batting second. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Barrett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Grant Gillis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Morris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Morris. And now, play ball. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Narlsky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Averill reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Narlsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlsky hits a pop-up towards short. Tavner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground for a single. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Falk. The throw from Heving and he is out, Gillis applying the tag. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grant Gillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillis hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote juggles the ball. That's an error on Tote. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving fires to first and picks off Miller. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0 for 1 in the game. Narlski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards the mound. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Barrett steals second. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Narlski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hebbing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skerritt. Lind reaches second base with a double. Falk moves to third. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk scores. Lind moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris fires over to first and Tote drops the ball. That's an error on Tote. Lind scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Grant Gillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Gillis reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebbing hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 1 in the game. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Skerritt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Narlski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0 for 2 in the game. Narlski hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Russ Skerritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skerritt is 0 for 2 in the game. Skerritt hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lind bunts in front of the plate. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Sewell moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tavener bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Sewell scores. Miller moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Narlski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lind reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tote. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gillis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Heving and he is out, Narlski applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grant Gillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gillis hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 2 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 2 in the game. Morris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0 for 3 in the game. Narlski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morris moves to second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 3 in the game. Rothrock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morris scores. Narlski moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Charlie Berry pinch hits for Russ Scarrett. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Narlski scores. Rothrock moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Hal Rein pinch runs for Charlie Berry. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Williams now playing left field. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing fires to first and picks off Falk. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Narlski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lind can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bobby Reeves pinch runs for Bob Barrett. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 3 in the game. Tote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Ruffing pinch hits for Grant Gillis. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reeves moves to second. Wally Gerber pinch runs for Red Ruffing. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0 for 3 in the game. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reeves moves to third. Gerber moves to second. Alex Gaston pinch hits for Ed Morris. Johnny Milges now pitching. Elliot Bigelow pinch hits for Alex Gaston. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.